Corey, welcome to MSO.
Thank you.
Let's get started by telling me a little bit about Silver Tiger Consulting in Wakefield. It would seem to be self-evident, but I need to know more.
So Silver Tiger Consulting offers outsourced HR, marketing, and business operations solutions for small to mid-sized businesses.
Which brings us right to the point. Given what's going on the last couple of months, just talking with some members of the Gloucester City Council and the Lynn School Committee, businesses of all sizes and shapes are really, really hurting, but especially, along the North Shore, where it's geared so much toward tourism, the restaurant business is really being devastated. But tell me a little bit about what you see. First of all, before I even get to that, Corey, again, let me ask you about the relationship with Salem State at the Enterprise Center.
Yes, I have been working with them to present live in-person workshops over the past 18 months, I think. And so they vary in different topics. They're highly interactive. Unfortunately, they were also one of the businesses that were affected by the COVID-19 closures, and they had to cancel all the upcoming ones. So this webinar that we're doing jointly is their first attempt at trying to bring some of their educational material online.
All right. And how has it affected your business?
So in my consulting practice, we work primarily with businesses in the construction industry and health and fitness. I also own CrossFit Silver Tiger, so as you can imagine, a lot of gyms have been closed. This is sort of a kind of a new environment for us to work in with this forced closure. And my consulting business, since it also works with other, like you mentioned, restaurants, but businesses in the construction industry, and also retail salons and spas, it's become quite the economic crisis. As you can imagine, a lot of these businesses had already seen drop-offs in the weeks and even the months prior to the actual official closure. For example, I have construction businesses that starting in early March were not allowed in by companies into the construction sites if they were working in a building with other employees, because the companies had passed internal regulations saying we're not going to allow any non-employees on site. Mm-hmm. And that also affected my in-person workshops. I think the last one I actually was able to run was in early March, and the one right after that, I had been notified by clients that their companies had passed policies that the employees were no longer allowed to travel to meetings. So it's just been, across the board, dealing with a lot of private policies that different companies are doing to protect their employees, plus different cities, towns have different policies, and then of course we have the statewide policy. So it's mostly, from what I've seen, it's been an economic situation, and of course everybody's trying to make sure that, you know, if we can reopen eventually, that everybody's safe, and what that will look like we just don't have enough information on, outside of mass and social distancing. We just don't have enough information on what we will and won't be allowed to do, which businesses, that kind of thing. So it's really preventing anyone from building up a pipeline at any point in the future to reopen.
Well, I know there are task forces that are being put together in various cities and towns and so on to try to come up with some kind of a plan. What does it take for you in these circumstances to put together a webinar? Because it must take some kind of research and coordination with your own staff.
Yeah, so we have been working remotely since the 12th. We're here in Wakefield, and that was strongly encouraged in early March. So we had moved everything already remotely a little bit before then, and by March 12th, when they closed the schools, we had already moved remotely. So we've been working and doing interviews with clients and just gathering information and content through Facebook, social media, different Zoom calls. I'm also a constant contact partner, and they've put together some resources. I'm a certified partner with them, so I was doing a lot of in-person trainings prior to this situation. So they've put together some resources that we've pulled. But a lot of coordination through social media and the phone right now to get the information that we need to put on a webinar.
Let me ask you, being totally ignorant and just learning Zoom here in my dotage, exactly what is a webinar and who can participate and how do they participate?
So Zoom is an online video conferencing platform. It's one of the easier ones to use, which I think is why it was so popular. They've done a lot of security upgrades recently. So it's definitely secure. Anyone that gets a registration link for most of the webinars that we're doing, I think a lot of companies are also doing the same thing. You'll send out a registration link now, and people will register with a username and password. Some people are charging fees for webinars, trying to move some stuff online. Other people, like the Enterprise Center, this is a free webinar, so once someone registers, they get a password, and they're able to log in to the actual event at the time of the event. Mm-hmm. And they can choose to have their video on or off. They can choose to mute or unmute themselves. But there is a screen sharing of a PowerPoint presentation. My webinars are highly interactive. As you can imagine, I've been on a ton of different webinars. They're everything from no one wants to show their video, and you might as well just have had a phone call, to everything
yeah.
from
yep.
everybody showing their video and yep. screen sharing. So it just depends on the comfort level. I've definitely seen that evolve over the past few weeks. Many more people are comfortable with the video on and screen sharing, so it's gotten way more interactive.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how easy Zoom is to navigate. That's true. Let me ask you a question before we get to the meat of this thing, when it is and who can participate and so on. What is it like going online, doing an online webinar versus an in-person presentation? Because it seems to me in person you can read body language, you can see who's getting ready to ask a question, or maybe you said something that really connected and you want to pick up on that. How is that different in your presentation? How does it work? How does it feel?
So it's actually very different for some of my presentations with regards to the technical training I was doing through Constant Contact. I'm not going to lie, it's way easier to do that in person, especially with computer issues. So everybody's on a different platform typically when they're logging into the webinar. So as a host, you're not only troubleshooting the actual content of what you're trying to present technically, but people will have different challenges depending on, you know, what platform they're logging in, what version of a browser they're logging in. So there's other sorts of things that come into play from that standpoint. From some of the consulting calls I've had where we're really just kind of discussing operational changes, it has been a much easier transition. I think people are used to whiteboarding, at least in my business, and we're doing a lot of that, a lot of the brainstorming. That's a lot easier to do online than it is to do some of the technical training for software programs.
Well, I see in your biography that your bachelor's degree is in communications from Ithaca, but I'm guessing there's probably been a little OJT since then with respect to technology.
Yes, it's evolved greatly, and I think one of the nice things about this whole situation with everybody moving online is prior to this, it was harder to get clients that were out of state. A lot of people just really like to meet in person, even if they didn't need to. I have definitely started to get contacted by a lot more people that aren't necessarily within driving distance of my office now. I think the comfort level of using technology has gone up across the board. Whether or not that is going to turn into real business once everything's allowed to open will remain to be seen.
Yeah.
But there is a big comfort level with using technology to get business done at this point, I think.
All right. What caught my attention was a press release from Salem State that is highlighting or at least promoting the webinar coming up on Wednesday that is designed to talk about helping the small businesses in the area. And it says the headline, Webinar, Steps to Help Your Business During the COVID-19 Crisis. You do have to register. So explain to me what this is all about, maybe a couple of topics that you'll be discussing and how people can register.
So it's open to the public. Anybody can register. It's free of charge. They can go right to the Enterprise Center at Salem State website, and the link is off of that website. We are going to be discussing certain challenges that different businesses have been having and ways to overcome those challenges, dealing with miscommunication, all sorts of things like that. A lot of policies have gone out where, for example, a lot of the general public thinks small businesses are getting all these loans and all this aid, and a lot of that money just has not actually materialized. I've heard from clients that are property managers that a lot of tenants are thinking that their landlords don't have to pay the mortgage on their building, so they don't necessarily understand the difference between forbearance and, you know, what that means. So there's just a lot of confusion and misinformation around there that's hampering a lot of businesses that are trying to get some form of their business online and operational. And then just some of the technical challenges, we're going to be talking about how you can take contactless payments online, how to actually set that up, how to go ahead and advertise an online service without having to build an e-commerce store or platform. There's a lot of resources out there and ways to get certain aspects of your businesses online. For example, we've set up remote estimate procedures for some of the construction companies we work with. Just those kinds of challenges we're going to be addressing, as well as some of the nitty-gritty of how to actually get this stuff online. Because as you and I just talked, even if they do lift some of these restrictions, whether or not people are going to feel safe enough to go in and sit at a restaurant or safe enough to go visit a spa, or even if that makes sense, you know, in one of these earlier waves of reopening, it's seriously going to change the landscape of how people have to operate. We are thinking well into early 2021.
Oh, my. Well, obviously, this is something that people should avail themselves to. It's went up on our post at 10 a.m. With this webinar. And I think, Corey, my final question would be, let me just ask it anyway. Who is the intended audience? Because I know you've mentioned different businesses and so on, and I'm curious. I'm not a business owner per se, and I would be curious to see what you have to say. So who is your intended audience, and is there a limit to this?
So the limit is 100 participants, and I just spoke with Leslie Smythe at the Enterprise Center this morning about who has registered. It's mostly at this point for-profit businesses. Mm-hmm. All are smaller. They have less than 50 employees. And they are a wide range of industries, everything from retail to attorneys, CPAs, anyone who's looking to move any type of operation online and get some strategies for dealing with these new operational guidelines as they're coming out, so they can kind of sustain their business in this environment long term.
Oh my, this sounds so necessary. Corey, is there anything else you'd like to mention before I finish this thing up?
I think the Enterprise Center is great. They offer a lot of free resources to the general public, and there's always a great group of business executives and leaders that attend these different in-person workshops. So I'm really hoping that the webinars will take off.